Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray y'all miss me as much as I miss being here. Praise the Lord, but it's all good. Gonna talk about, when I look at the choir, I said they are champions. I wanna talk about that today. And so, y'all give me a few minutes. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, in the 24th verse, I'm going to ask if everyone can read those four verses together, whatever version you have, with authority. Amen? On the count of three, 1 Corinthians 9, chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. One, two, three. All together? Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible.
I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air.
And I kept my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means I yourself would be a castaway. I got caught up in my reading because I was thinking about how I was praying for my wife's health this week. But she couldn't open her mouth or talk. And her throat was so swollen. And she couldn't eat solid foods and have her worship today. We serve a mighty God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to know what kind of God we serve. And amen. While you're yet standing, would you put your Bibles down and grab your neighbor's hand? God's been with us so far today. He's still here. And he wants to speak. Father, we thank you for everyone that took the time out to come to worship with us. We thank you, God, for your presence being here so free and so strong. And we ask you, dear God, to move like you never moved before. We ask you to bless our neighbor, Lord. You know the needs that they have in their lives. You know the challenges that they are facing. But there's nothing too hard for you. You said in the word that, man, some things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible to them who believe. So we ask you, oh God, to touch our faith, increase our faith, build up our faith today. We bind the hand of the enemy that will try to hold back what you want to do in our lives. Bind the hand of the enemy to try to sift us as wheat, to give us to quit. We ask you, oh God, to reinforce the Holy Spirit. Draw the soul as near as hell. Save a soul today. Heal the sick. Let the weak say they're strong. Lord, we ask you to bear the infirmities of the weak. We ask you to do these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you as you're seated in the presence of the Lord. We're going to do a little freight train, but I pray that I'll hear the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray you give me wisdom to stop when you say stop and to do what you say do. I want to talk about God's champions. When I was here a couple of weeks ago, I talked about champions, and it was about to... I had three words. One of them was keep the faith, keep your focus, and finish. But I just want to talk about the topic of being a champion, God's champion. And so I want to take out a few things to bring your mind into where I'm going. One translation called the Message Translation reads Romans 8, 16 through the 22nd verse like this. So listen. It says, God's Spirit touches our spirit and confirms who we really are. We know who he is, and we know who we are. He's the Father. We're his children. And we know we are going to get what's coming to us. An unbelievable inheritance. We go through exactly what Christ goes through. if we go through the hard times with him, Jesus, then we are certainly going to go through the good times with him, who's Jesus. That's why I don't think there's any comparison between the present hard times and the coming good times. The created world itself can hardly wait for what's coming next. Everything in creation is being more or less held back. God reigns in it. Until both the creation and all the creatures are ready and can be released at the same moment into the glorious times ahead. Meanwhile, the joyful anticipation deepens. All around us, we observe a pregnant creation. The difficulties of pain throughout the world are simply birth pains. But it's not only around us, it's within us. The Spirit of God is arousing us within. We're also feeling the birth pains. Now, that is my introduction to just whet your appetite that what Christ has done, he has done for us. And so when we look at God's champions, those of us who are saved, because of what he did, we can walk into victory. Where am I going with this? We know that the 2012 Olympics just ended. And there's some great things that I think that we as believers need to recognize, because the names that I'm about to mention have not acknowledged Jesus Christ as their Lord. Therefore, what I'm going to tell you about these people, they did that based on a personal goal without God. In the Olympics, there was a champion by the name of Michael Phelps. Everybody in here knows about Michael Phelps, am I right? He is considered now the most decorated Olympian of all time, because he received 22 Olympic medals in this Olympian. 22. That is a feat. He broke the record of all humanity, or since the Olympics has been existed. Another individual is a young girl, Gabriella Douglas. We hear her name as Gabby. Now, Gabby won a gold medal, but Gabby was raised without a father. She was raised in a single-parent home, listen, and she had a passion for gymnastics because of her older sister. She kept her passion regardless of peer pressure, and because of that, her mother saw fit that she would succeed, and she ended up being a resident of her coach's home. And today, this young girl, regardless of peer pressure, is now noted as a gold medalist and a AAA champion. So stop saying because of them to stop you from exceeding and being what God has destined you to be. There's another person I want to bring to your recognition, and this is a South Korean by the name of Doug Han. This individual is, believe it or not, considered legally blind. He broke an Olympic record in archery. 10% of vision is lost in his left eye, and 20% of the vision is gone in his right eye. He said that he sees blurred colors and lines when he looks at the target, which is 76 yards away. But he came home with a gold medal. A lot of times we look at our inability with the ability that God puts in our spirit and make excuses. But the world has champions that look beyond their difficulties to succeed in areas that they desire. We got God in our favor. Tell your neighbor, no excuses, because you're God's champion. Can I give you another individual? This individual is from South Africa. His name is Oscar Pistorius. He is the first amputee to compete in the track in the Olympics. Brief story. 25 years old, he was born without fibulas, and his legs were amputated from the knee down when he was 1 year old. My question is, why would a boy who has no legs have a desire to run? When God gives us all our mechanic abilities and we make excuses for the feat. He finished in his season the best time of 45.44 seconds. Listen to this. Crossing the line, looking up at the scoreboard, he saw a capital Q, which meant he qualified. He was hoping he can get a medal, but all he wanted to do was to qualify and to run in the Olympics. Because of what Jesus Christ did for you, you qualify for success regardless of the odds you face in your life. Oh, come on, I wish I had somebody saved to give God a praise right now. But that's not who I want to focus on. This is the gentleman I want to focus on. This man is Manteo Mitchell. He ran in the 400 meter relay, and at the middle of the relay at 200 meters, his leg broke. He continued because he saw it was necessary to hand that baton so his team can qualify. The U.S. went on to finish the second heat, advancing to the final. America would not have an opportunity to win a medal if it wasn't for the efforts of this first runner, Mitchell. His injury was diagnosed after the race was, and it said that he had a broken fibula. He stated, "I knew if I finished strong, we can still get it around. I didn't want to let those three guys down or the team, so I just ran on my leg. It hurt so bad, and I'm pretty amazed that in a split 45 seconds on a broken leg, y'all ain't saying nothing here, they qualified." He did not let the pain of his body, he did not let the opportunity of defeat to stop him from getting, amen, y'all ain't saying nothing, a position in the Olympics. He did not acknowledge that Jesus Christ was his Lord. He did not say he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Y'all ain't saying nothing. All he had was a determination that I want to succeed in this Olympics. I'm not going to let my inability hinder those that I'm connected to. Saints of God, we're connected to one another. We connected to our children's parents. We connected to our parents' children. Y'all ain't saying that. Y'all connected to the church. We can't make excuses what God wants to do for us simply because we got the ability in us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, and we are God's champions. Give God a praise. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Including myself, I am guilty of making excuses for my defeats and dilemmas and my times of depressions and self-pity. As I examine my life of why I cannot achieve the goals that I feel I have in my spirit, whether it's being saved or living holy, or whether it's succeeding in the opportunities that God give me with life in life, health, or strength. I am guilty like many of you are who sits, amen, man on the seat of do nothing, making excuses and blaming others, amen, rather than staring up a mindset of a champion when God has given me everything, all the equipment. He's given me a right mind. I got all my hands. I got both my legs. Amen. I got breath in my lungs. Y'all ain't saying that. We're people who are worse off than me. Amen. Succeed great achievements in this world. But as of today in my life, I will continue regardless of how I feel or where I've been. I will declare because I'm alive, I am God's champion. What they didn't do, I'm going to do, and acknowledge that because of God, I can do all things. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Through God, I am more than a conqueror, and I have the determination simply because I'm God's champion. If we got any of God's champions in here today, I want you to slap another champion high five and say, we can do this in Christ Jesus. Many people listed in the Bible, amen, we can call champions, and as the Lord says so, we would go forth in this. But the greatest champion is our icon, our role model, our prototype, and that's Jesus Christ the righteous. Because of what he has done for us, that makes me a champion. He has given me the Holy Spirit so I can live the life of a champion. These people had determinations and they had carnal goals. But God knew my disposition before the foundation of the world. He knew I would need something to tell me to go ahead. And in Christ, all things have been accomplished. The Apostle Paul quotes in Ephesians 1, 21 through 24. He declares, Jesus went far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world which is to come, and he has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of all things to the church. If you say that's me, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Book of Hebrews 2:14 declares that Jesus, amen, he took on flesh and blood, amen, that's like we are in flesh and blood, and through death he destroyed him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Colossians 2:15 quotes, and having spoiled principalities and powers, Jesus made a show of the devil openly and triumphed over him in it. Because of Christ, I have no excuse. What the enemy has done, he has blinded the minds of those who believe not. He knows that through ignorance, he can keep me bound to the lust of my flesh. Amen, and keep me in the pit of pity. But he blew it because he allowed me to learn from these Olympics. He allowed me to read in the Word of God to know and remind myself that I am a champion. Now, if you here today and you refuse to succeed in life and you want to finish your life on the sidelines of observation, cheering somebody else's on for success, reading about their story and buying their books, you push yourself to the side, baby, and watch me run today, because I'm today gonna let you know and remind you that I am a champion of God. What are the qualities of a champion? A champion must have determination. These individuals were determined to succeed. One of them said, all I want to do is qualify. When you read his bio, you would find out that the runner that was an amputee, all he wanted to do was to get in the Olympics. He had a goal that one day I can be an Olympian. Regardless of my amputees, regardless of my ability, there's a possibility for me to succeed. You know what? He was like Joseph. He had a dream. Regardless of what he was going through, he had a dream. Many of you going through hell in your minds because the enemy is after your dream. Because when you stop dreaming, you become a product of this environment, which is a product of the feet. Tell your neighbor, be determined. Determined means you know your purpose. Amen. It's a decision to keep on pushing and to see that because you have a vision or you have a purpose, you have decided to make it through regardless of the barrier, regardless of the obstacle. Like the runner from South Africa, I can't see. I don't like pain. Amen. Matter of fact, I don't like sports. I can't see myself running with excruciating pain to help somebody else succeed. Y'all ain't saying nothing here, but Jesus died on the cross. He did it because he knew that, amen, that one day I will wake up and smell the coffee and the spines and the shame. He endured the cross, and I thank God today he gave me the ability to have determination. And I'm telling y'all, today we living in hard times, and the enemy will use what he can to discourage you. If he can't use you and play with your mind, he'll deal with your emotions. If he can't use your emotions, he'll work with somebody in your family. If he can't deal with your family, he'll deal with your health. He can't deal with your health, he'll go after your finances. And he say, well, with all that is out, I'll go back to your childhood and deal with the assignment that I had on your life. But you got to say, the devil is a liar. I am God's champion, and regardless of what goes on in my life, I will succeed. They do it for a corruptible crown, but I'm doing it because I'm going to see Jesus. Let the champions give God a praise. Let the champions say hallelujah. Jesus is our champion model because, amen, when his disciples was hungry, he showed us what to do when there's a determination. They went through Samaria, amen, and they hungered. But Jesus sat at a well of Samaria. He let them go forth to get food, amen, but in that condition, he spoke to a woman that needed some help. He knew on his mission was to save a soul. Jesus is not here to send nobody to hell, but he's here to take you on to heaven. Jesus is not trying to destroy nobody. He said, I'm not here to destroy life, but I'm here that a life shall be saved. Y'all ain't saying nothing here. We living in a time when people are compromising and giving up, but I wonder if I'm here by myself to say I'm determined to stay saved. Oh, I know what time it is, but I'm determined to stay over here, Lord, till I die. I know the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but he that endured to the end. Let those that are excited about being saved tell the Lord, thank you. A champion is one that has endurance and persistence. Amen. That ties to determination. In other words, to be a champion, you got to have it in your spirit to keep on going. We do it in the world, but we refuse to make the connection between God's determination and the world's determination. And I'm going to try not to mess with nobody's spirit, but I'm going to keep it real. When we were in sin, we were determined to do things, amen, that would destroy our character and our financial stability. We didn't have no money, but we found money to get high, and we ain't had no car to party, but we knew how to hitch a ride. Y'all ain't saying nothing up in here. We done things to wear ourselves out, but then when it comes down to being somebody in God, the devil makes us make excuses. But I tell him he blew it today because we got a wake up call. We gonna keep on going.
Thomas Edison, amen, failed. Just look up at the chandelier. You got electricity giving that light. Thomas Edison messed up 1,000 times before he succeeded to bring forth his mission. 1,000 times, come on here. You gave up after 2 times. You gave up when they left you. You gave up when they cut you off the job. You gave up because you got the cold. You gave up because the bill came and said you couldn't save. But Thomas Edison said, in my spirit there's electricity, and I'm sick of lighting candles. You got to get sick of your situation and be determined to see something come out of your life. Somebody say yes, Lord. Oh, I wish I had a real church. Bill Gates had a vision, amen, of a computer business. He went to someone that was already established, IBM. They looked at his papers and his portfolio and said, no, man, we're not interested in your idea. We're not interested in who you are. But today, Bill Gates is a multi-billionaire because he established Microsoft. You got to stop letting people stop you because of their attitude or what they think of you. Stop saying because you're black. Stop saying because you're poor. Stop saying because you're in the projects. Stop saying because you're single. Stop saying because you ain't married. Stop saying because your mama left you. Just be determined in your spirit and have persistence to make your goal. And if you hang on to the Lord, you will succeed. I wish I can touch faith in this place. Let faith be in your praise and tell God glory. Don't you know Jesus? He endured the cross. He despised the shame. But today he sits on the right hand of God. Lord, I don't know what's going to happen with this election. I see the gas going up. Sometimes I feel like I'm going to lose my mind and my family's off the hook. But oh, Jesus, if I keep on holding on, one day I'm going to sit in the presence of God. Because today I can be seated in heavenly places. Give God a victorious praise. Can I have a declaration? Somebody say yes, Lord. Can we make a declaration? Repeat after me. Say, no matter who leaves the church. Say, no matter who leaves God. Say, no matter what happens in the house, I ain't leaving Jesus. Oh God, because I'm God's champion. You can give me the rumors. I don't care who backslides. I don't care who comes out the closet. I don't care who found out to be a liar. I know Jesus and what he's done for me. Y'all ain't saying nothing here. God's champion has dedication. These gentlemen, amen, were dedicated. Gabby was dedicated. Her story, her bio declares that her older sister was in gymnastics, and she asked her older sister to teach her how to do a cartwheel. Gabby liked what it was. Reminds me of Harmony. My granddaughter's only 2 years old, but she's considered herself a praise dancer. She really don't know, can't even spell praise, can't even spell dance. But if I say, do you want to praise dance? It's in her spirit. When we went to convocation, they had Amen Recording Artists, and they was giving out $500 prizes in a talent show. Amen. It was the real deal. Harmony told somebody, I want to audition. They asked Harmony, a 2-year-old, what you want to do? She said, I want to praise dance. They gave her opportunity on a stage 4 times as large as this. She's got up there and they said, do you want some music? She said, yeah. here. They begin to play music, and that little girl begin to twirl. That little girl begin to stick her arms out. Y'all ain't saying nothing up in here. She ain't got the clue now, but down in her spirit, she's a praise dancer. Y'all ain't saying nothing here. God created you with a vision. God created you with a purpose. You got to stop letting this world and how you feel and what people are saying trap you in the pit of your pain, and let God be God and give him the glory. Do I have a witness here? Clap your hands, make your body respond to the word, and tell God yes. Say, I'm dedicated because I'm a champion. Dedicated to the task, dedicated to my passion. Amen. If you call to preach, be dedicated to preach. I preach in season. I preach with hernias. I preach with headaches. I preach with family drama. I preach when my family's off the chain. I preach when folks was looking at me because of my sons. I preach anyhow. I preach broke. Y'all ain't saying nothing here. I preach with no gas in the car. I preach when I ain't even have a message, but I preached anyhow, because that's my passion. God took me out of the world. He said, I'm anointed to preach. I'm telling y'all today, shake the devil off. Get mad at your past. And said, I am what God's called me to be. Now praise him on it. I don't know what you call yourself, but tell three people what you are. I'm a praise dancer. I'm a preacher. I'm a worshiper. I'm a writer. I'm a prophet. I'm a pastor. I'm a designer. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a cook. I'm a DJ. I'm an inventor. I'm a designer. I am what I am, and I'm going to do it in the glory of God. Satan's after your drive. Satan's after your passion. He's after your determination. We got to shake this devil off and make him take some of this junk back. We understand what's going on now in these last days. Many people are giving up. They lost their passion for the things of God. Y'all ain't saying nothing here, but I'm seeing a shift in this church. We started that prayer time, was only like 8 of us. But last week it was like 20 of us, because prayer brings forth fruit. Y'all ain't saying nothing yet. I feel the presence of God in this prayer, because God is in the midst of our passion. When you, amen, develop a passion, that spawns your purpose, and that breeds performance. Somebody say yes, Lord. But in this last day, we understand in the book of Romans that people rather worship and serve the creature more than the creator. I don't know about y'all, but I'm gonna keep God first. Saints of the living God, let me ask you this. Y'all all right? Amen. How can we say we love God and I ain't got an interest in what God loves? The devil is crazy and I'm a liar. The Bible said, let God be true and let every man be a liar. I say that I love God, but I don't love the things God loves. Something's wrong with that picture. We say I love you, baby, but if you ask me what's my favorite food, I don't know. What's my favorite color? I don't know. What places you like to go? I don't know. But I tell you, I love you, don't I? No, you don't love me. You love what you can get from me, because you don't even know me. Am I right about it? When you love somebody, you know what kind of food they love. You know what kind of candy they like. You know they like that chocolate Godiva. You know what's their favorite color. You know what kind of place they want to go to. Am I right about it? Because you love them. The social network is messing our minds up, because because we can express ourselves without being touched. That ain't helping us one bit. We are now untouchables. I can tell you how you feel without seeing your face. I can tell you what I think without looking at your reaction. But that ain't love. Am I right about it? Can I testify for 1 second? Amen. I am a golfer, and I like mechanics and History Channel and how it's made and all these type of things. And I like action, shoot 'em up, and mystery and who done it. But my wife is a cook. Oh, she loves the burn, baby, and she can cook. And so when it's TV time, what did I find myself doing? Amen. My stuff ain't on. I'm cooking, cooking, cooking. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Now here I am watching chop, 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 chop. Oh my God. Amen. But it came to the point that I begin to like what she like, because I begin to deal with what she loves. Y'all ain't saying nothing here. And a lot of women looks at football and wrestling and cars. You care less, but because your husband's into it, you watch it on the television. Y'all ain't saying nothing here. Why you do it, baby? Because you love them. When you love somebody, you like what they like. If I love God, I'm gonna love what He loves, and God loves His word. Y'all ain't saying nothing here. God says I am my word, and my word is me. And if you love me, you gotta love my word. You got to love fellowship. Oh, bless the name of God. God says I express myself in a triune God. It's three of us in one person, because I'm a God of fellowship. You can't say you love God and you walk around church like a lone ranger. Nobody know and see you coming. They can't see you going. We don't know if your head screwed on right or if your head screwed off wrong. Some people go, y'all ain't saying nothing here, because you're around with it tonto. You a lone ranger, but the devil is a liar. God say if you love me, you love the greatest ship that ever sailed, and that's fellowship. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. By this shall you know all my disciples, is because you run out of church from one another. Can I have 5 more minutes? Somebody say, preach, preacher, preach. And one more thing, can I stop here and I'm gone? God loves praise. He said, when you praise me, that excites me. When you praise God, it's like an incense. When you praise the Lord, it shows Him that you love who He is. You love what He does. And that's why He said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. If you're here this morning, I need you to show God how much you love Him and praise Him. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Now don't give Him a Rite Aid praise and get that $1 card and put it in a bag. Don't give Him a Walmart praise looking for a sale, but give God a John Watermaker, a Macy. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Give Him your best praise. Some of y'all ain't doing nothing. And if I was God, the next time you ask me for something, I would say, remember what you did. But thank God I ain't Him. Give God some glory. I'm almost done. I'm going to stop here. I'm going to say this. Y'all be seated one last time. When I say stuff like that, I ain't trying to get you to impress me, because I know that folks have issues with flesh. I know the deal when it comes down to people, but I'm talking about God, the maker, the creator of heaven and earth, and the earth is the Lord's, the one that woke you up, the one that keeps you in good health, the one that watches you in the daytime, the one that answers your prayers, the one that protects you in the night season, the one that keeps you in the places of his most high and under the shadow of his wing. And if you act like that to the God that keeps you and blessed you and gave you his blood and the death of his son, and you act like you're stretching and you acting like, oh, here I go, well, God bless you, but I ain't gonna let that devil trick me out of a miracle or trick me out of a blessing. I'm gonna let God that I'm crazy about you. Y'all ain't saying nothing. My God is good and worthy to be praised. Let me finish. Y'all all right? I said, are y'all all right? I said, ain't the Lord all right? Oh, Lord. To be a champion, you got to have vision. A vision is what you see. Amen. You see where you're headed. Listen to this. A vision is when you see the path before you walk on it. Mm-hmm. I don't see a way out, but I'm heading in the way out. You got to have vision. The book of Proverbs tells us that the vision is connected to the word of God. In Proverbs 29:18, in the Message translation, it said, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. I am a champion. I'm in an apartment on welfare. Can't get nothing but food stamps. But I see a vision of myself in a house with a pool in the backyard. I see a vision. Done messed my history up. Done dropped out of school. Done messed up my record. Can't get credit. I'm so bad. But I got a vision of owning a business. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I am wicked as Paul and disobedient as Saul. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I am worse as a king, I think, of Asa. But I'm going to tell you, I got a vision that I can live holy and be what God has called me to be. I drank and stuck people up. I cursed people out and did all kinds of lasciviousness and mischief. But I got a vision that one day I'm going to prophesy in the house. That one day I'm going to raise souls from the grave. I got a vision with all my weaknesses and inattitudes that one day I'm going to be so righteous that folks is going to talk to me and say, what must I do to be saved? Is there anybody here with a vision? If you got a vision, you got to have a goal. Say yes, Lord. A champion has a goal to continue to achieve what they desire. King David wanted the Ark of God back to Israel. But he went when he became king. And he got everybody together and said, let's go and get the Ark at I forget the gentleman's name's house. He went and put it on a cart. He had a great desire, but he went about it the wrong way. Uzziah touched the cart and touched the Ark because it was about to fall. But God has a law. He doesn't bend his laws to suit my opinion. And God said only the Levites can touch the Ark. Uzziah was not a Levite. There's sometimes I can do the right thing the wrong way. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Uzziah died. David got angry at God. But touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, just wait on the Lord. 3 months later, David, I believe in those 3 months, which three meaning resurrection. He thought about his mistakes more. What did I do? And I believe in his talking, somebody said, don't you know back in the day, God had a precept. He had, amen, some instructions and statutes. Only a Levite can touch the Ark. And I can hear David now saying, yeah, you know what? That's right. I did it the wrong way. But because I got a desire and I got a vision and I got a goal, I'm not going to sit and talk about I'm scared to try again. I got saved years ago and I backslid and got high. I messed around with homosexuality and I think I'm too filthy to be saved. But God is saying, don't worry, baby. Just come on back. Somebody say, yeah. God is saying, I'm giving you a space to come on back. David said, I'm going back to get the ark. He went on and got it the right way. God is saying, come on back, but get it the right way. Get it where you know you a champion. And when they give you the drugs, you say no. And when their hoochie comes, you say no. And they show you the bottle, you say no. And they say, why you ain't flipping this time? Because I'm saved the right way. And I'm a champion. Can I have one more, 5 more minutes? Say, I am God's champion. Listen, a champion prepares. These athletes prepared years in advance. Mark Michael was his Phelps didn't just say, you know, I think I'll go swimming. No, he had to train. He had to train different styles, different strokes. He had to perfect each one. He had to watch his diet. He had to make sure he had no fat, just muscle. He had to train how he breathed. He had to say, how long can I flip in that water? Anybody looked at them guys in the water, they look like fish going down there. How can someone's body do that? Gabriella, when they bent over all the way backward, how can you let your body extend such a way? How can you on that little beam flip in the air and ain't scared you're gonna break your neck? I'll be scared to death to break my neck. But why I'm not afraid, because I've been in training. I got a wake-up call for a whole lot of y'all today. You look at your life, amen, as a plan of the enemy. You look at your life as a defeat, and some of y'all settle for it. But God said in the background, I had you in training. Y'all ain't saying nothing here. They rejected you because that is your training, because I'm making you a professional. I'm making you a priest. Amen. You got broke. I did that to allow you to learn how to treasure money. That was your training. Y'all ain't saying nothing. They threw you out and told you off because you're going to be with people. And I got to teach you to have compassion and not treat people evil because you know how it is to be mistreated. You're going to humble yourself and show love to the less fortunate. God said it's all been mistrained. It's your training. And some of y'all say, well, when my uncle molest me, and some of y'all saying when my daddy beat me, and some of y'all, the devil knows how to put a file of ugliness and perverseness, and he knows how to put a file of pain that didn't make you look at what he has done. So when God says I was in it, you will say, how can God be in it? Y'all ain't saying nothing here. But I tell you, there was a boy who was born with no fibulas and had to get his legs cut off. And it reminds me of a story when the disciples said, who sinned? Was it the boy or his parents? And then Jesus said, listen, it wasn't not because of mama nor because of the boy, but I let it happen that I can get glorified. How can somebody have a misfortunate issue and not give God the glory by watching his life with no legs? I know I can have church without an organist. With him running with no legs, I know I can build ministry with a few members. With him running with no legs, I know I can do great things with very little. When I look at him running, when I look at my past, I got hope. Keep on running.
keep on running. Keep on running. Tell three people, keep on running. Keep on running. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. I'm going to bring it in. I'm going to bring it in. I'm going to finish it another day. But a champion prepares. God's preparing me. Those of you that deal with emotional, social issues, mental issues. What happens in church? Scripture says that Satan has a seat in church. He does it in a lot of ways. I was talking to the young men the other day about how is it that when we was in the world, we had such a dexterity, such a fortitude with our emotions and with our fears and our inadequacies. We knew that was somebody else's, but we went anyway. We knew they could shoot us, but we went anyway. Right. Say, man, don't go across that bridge to that club, man. You know, Crips, the Bloods, Latino King, everybody over there. And you go in there, red, blue, yellow, everything. Right. Talking about, you have faith. Right. Y'all know I'm talking right.
That's right.
And we did it in sin. And somebody say something about us, we say, you know, I'll slap the color off of her. This woman was not saved. She was getting married. Every woman ain't the same. She was getting married, sis, and they had an argument. She stabbed him on her wedding day in his chest. She's like, no, you got the wrong one, sucker. I'll hurt you. In sin. But if that same person got saved when she got to the church, and the pastor didn't speak to her, she'd say, I'm leaving because they don't treat me right.
Come on, Jesus.
How is it that when we're in the world and we can take people treating us bad and take threats on our lives, and but then when we get in here, we can't take rebuke and, you see I was trying, Pastor. Why you look at me like that? Why you treat me? You know, I just don't understand. It just, where you been? I just been.
Help us.
I can go on and on and on with that. Can't take instruction. Can't be counted on. The gang leader can count on you. Drug dealer can count on you. The bartender can count on you. The braid store can count on you. The beauty parlor can count on you. When the church say, you seen so-and-so? No, I ain't seen him. How is it? It's because God knows that if you become this champion, he can defeat the very purpose in your life. And we're confused. I see it. It makes sense. That's why I've been going this far. A champion mode prepares. A couple of years ago, it might have been wrong. They said the Mayans predicted that in 2012, in December, it's the end of the world, it's going to be an alignment of planets. It's going to be a catastrophic something happened on this earth. And so people, oh, it ain't going to happen, whatever. But let me ask you this. If it was going to happen, have I been trying to prepare for it to happen? You know what we do? We try to justify by ignoring things to come. I try not to get in trouble, but I can't preach. I'm on the radio now, so I just can't preach to y'all. And if somebody gonna listen to me this morning, that needs to know, you knew that person had AIDS. You had heard that he was running with this other girl, and she now has AIDS. But because he's fine, and you done went, yeah, you went to bed with him.
Come on, Bishop.
You took a chance.
Now God is saying, why can't you take a chance for me?
Hallelujah.
And prepare. Prepare. He said, I'm coming for a church. Some of y'all listen to me right now. You don't believe Jesus is coming no longer. No more if I'm telling you tomorrow is Monday.
That's right. That's
true. I done had one person say, he can't come now. I got to go shopping. I ain't been to Atlanta yet. In other words, this world means more than you than eternity. We're mixed up. And that's why I can't live the life of a champion. And this last guy I mentioned, Michael, whatever his name is, Mitchell, it was a relay. It was three people. Come on, son. They had the 400 meters. The day before, both of y'all faced towards the door. Anthony, come back and step by where Josephine is. The day before, he slips down the steps. You know how you miss a step? And he felt something. He ain't paying no mind. Then on the day of the race, First Lady, could you stand where the door is facing Mario? She's the goal that they all had in their mind. All of them had the same goal. He has his ability. He ain't me. I ain't him. He got his own past. He had his. I got mine. But this guy knew I'm the first runner. His success. Did y'all see that girl with that short hair win that relay? Yeah. Boy, that girl can run. I wouldn't want to slap her and call myself. You in trouble. I ain't see a woman run. She ran like a deer. Good God. I ain't gonna mess with y'all. I'm done. They snatch pocketbooks and run that fast in New York, so y'all watch. You ain't catching them. So he goes in the stirrup. He takes off. And he has one goal. He has to pass it to somebody else. And this person has to catch it right.
Yes.
If he don't catch it right, even though I suffered to get it to him, he can drop it, and we all out. Then he has to catch it right and then give it to him. Again, he has to catch it right in motion to win that goal. Do y'all see that? God today, he said, I see that you done made the wrong step and slipped up and you in pain. But I gave you that word now. And you got to run with that word. And you got to pass it on to your future. And it got to be caught right. You hear what I say? You can't let it be to get out that door. That word got to go from out that door to your tomorrow. Then you don't get caught up in what sales in Walmart and what somebody said to you and who ain't coming back to church. That ain't nothing. You got to let your future catch it right. Because you got a goal. You won't see Jesus. You God's champion. I'm God's champion. Why don't you stand on your feet? I want to ask you this question. Am I going to sit here today and continue to make excuses? Or am I going to press toward the mark of the prize? Paul said, I don't want to preach to others that my soul be a castaway. Or are you going to be determined? We're going to make a mass prayer, and I want to say this. You can't be forgiven and not forgive others. You want God to forgive you of your sin and forgive you of what you did. But you're going to sit right here and hold grudges against auntie and uncle and sister or pastor. It don't work that way. So we're going to make two prayers. The first prayer is, create in me a clean heart. As a champion, I have to lay aside every weight. Some of you got weight so long. Every time, God is a God of destiny. I'm going to shut up if I have you here longer. I pass that graveyard, and every time I pass it, I say, I could die just like I am. And if I do that, I'm a failure. Oh, yeah, I built a church. I got a legacy. It's going to be here after I'm gone, and I'm hoping to do some other things. Oh, no big deal. But I know I have not achieved what God has called me to achieve. And if I would die today, listen, the things that I allow to stop me from succeeding would go to that graveyard. And two of them stones got Thompson on it. And I shake my head. I said, God, whatever you do. And so some of y'all that are strong, you don't pray. And, well, I don't want to hear prayers of repentance. And they got folks that ain't where you are. And the strong got a prayer of affirmities of the weak. I got to intercede to pull you out of your pit. Because you're too weak to do it yourself. See me, Lord. Don't let me die where I am. I'm not going to have you stand long. I spoke to all of y'all, but those of you that we're talking about purpose, let's come to the goal line. Let's come to the goal line today. Let's come to the goal line and get that forgiveness and come to the goal line and let go how you feel about your past and who left you and what somebody did to you. Some of you, in your seat, you need to walk away from yourself. Come up here, son, quickly. It's me that keeps me not succeeding. It's me. It's my attitudes, my excuses, my dispositions. And I need to be saved from self. I need to get rid of him. Because he's taking me to the grave. Some of you need today say, you know what? I am God's champion. And this person has been with me, holding me back all my life. I'm done with it today. And I'm coming to Jesus. I'm pressing toward the mark of a high calling in Christ Jesus. If you're not saved, come. If you got to make a declaration, come. Just come. Just make that declaration. Just come. If you got to forgive somebody, come. If you whatever, it's just come. If you listen, I got to make this move. I got to sprint towards a connection for my future. Just come. Just come. Just come. Listen, I'm doing this as unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm leaving myself. I got a note in my Bible. God does not attend pity parties. I got it in my Bible. And this month, I read it 3 times. I said, Lord, my God, what are you trying to tell me? Because all my life, I would feel sorry for myself and what somebody think, and then fabricate rejection, and then sit in the prison of do nothing and excuses. And meanwhile, I'm hindering vision. I'm hindering vision. This between you and God. I pray the anointing of your life. Y'all just pray with me. We're going to let God do this. So while y'all, everybody say, I'm God's champion.
I'm God's champion.
Today's a day of change. Amen. Amen. Out of tradition, just lift your hearts and your heads to heaven. Those